I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you. Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you what?
Nothing.
You were
because we said it at the same time, so I was one-upping you.
Yes.
You were saying I'm Colleen at the same, so I just was being louder, you know?
Okay. But you also did yelling. A movement toward the camera, which made me sit back in my chair just a little. It felt like
Exactly my intent. I'm intimidating you with my size.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, wow.
Coming into the frame.
Spooked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spooked.
Spooky.
Are you sipping on anything?
You know, should I get something? I totally could. Actually, are you sipping anything?
Just a matcha latte.
Oh, okay. Well,
just
then,
a Starbucks matcha. Yeah.
I have just water with electrolytes and an adrenal cocktail in here. We got back from vacation 2 days ago, and it just feels, and then we're leaving on Friday. So it just feels like I'm giving my liver a rest, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
did you notice how quickly you could have twisted my arm there?
Yeah, you were.
I'm like, hey, I'm sipping in head. Are we electrolytes?
Call me doing this.
Break.
We're doing
you
this. Let's
it?
Do this.
I was like, sure. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. I'm in. Mm-hmm.
We went out last night and
I saw
had
that.
Three drinks, one cocktail, and two beers.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Like, that's not nothing. Three drinks is, you know, that's.
Well,
good
especially
time.
For you, because you don't drink that much.
I don't. And so it's amazing. But then I was also up, you know, then I was up twice last night with the kids. And so, you know, but it's amazing that combination. So I've had, you know, I need caffeine more
Does
than
caffeine,
I need alcohol.
What I've actually noticed is if I'm hungover, really if I'm hungover or like, lack of sleep. If I have any level of stress going on in my body, caffeine makes it worse. It creates more brain fog for me. Do you notice that?
Matcha does not for me.
Okay.
I think regular coffee can make me feel jumpy and anxious, especially if I don't have enough food.
Right.
But matcha and I do well.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
For that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's not, I don't feel awful, but I definitely feel it.
Right.
Like
you're not as sharp as you normally.
And like, oh, wow. Okay. You know, especially when you're just like jumping into the full, you can't, there's no stop.
Right.
There's no
right.
stop.
Well, especially with kids. Yeah. So you did mention that you were home with Ellie.
Yeah. Oh, wait, but Chris is back. They were out and about.
Okay.
Chris and Ben were tootling around, and then Ellie she's cutting a tooth. She wasn't happy, so we brought her home. It's going to be hot here. That's the other thing. It's okay. So today it's like 100.
Whoa.
Tomorrow 104 and then 103. So we beat the heat. We went out first thing this morning and did like a nice long walk, you know, but I also feel like everybody was just a little hot. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, that impacts your freaking, like, ability to, you know, pivot and handle things. And, like, really, for me, if I'm hot, unless I'm supposed to be hot. Like, if I'm poolside in Mexico when I'm supposed to be sweating and hot and, like, it's fine, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But anywhere else, I don't want to be hot.
Yeah. Yeah. At all. So, I think everybody's a little, everyone in this house currently is just was a little hot. We're all cooling off now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in every way. Good. Okay. We talked over on Patreon.
Wait, what? I have a question for you about, because last night you said you went out.
Yeah.
And there was robots that served you.
Okay. Yeah. So my rave is actually going to be about the place we went to. No.
Okay.
The rave is about the type of food we ate. So stay tuned for that. But we went to this place in Beaverton, for those of you who are in Oregon. And Beaverton, Ash, since you – Beaverton's always been – there's always been a lot, I feel like. But it – you know.
It's always really old, I feel like.
Downtown Beaverton is like the spot right now. So much new stuff, like cool bars, great restaurants. They just got like Pip's Donuts is in Beaverton now.
Oh.
Like it is legit very cool.
Wow.
We were at like an awesome brewery last night, Legion, for those of you around. It's like, feels like I'm in California or something. Like,
oh my
God. Big open patio with bistro lights and outside bar and inside bar. The inside area was very cool. Very cool. I felt very cool and I don't get out much. So that's, you know, it was nice. Last night we were at this restaurant and they had real servers. They had people that were coming up and greeting us and taking our orders and bringing recommendations. And I was looking at the website before we went and they acknowledged that they used robots so that their servers could do what they do best. And so the servers aren't the ones doing all the drink running. The servers are really there. The robot servers are there to support the people servers.
Yes.
So that was the spirit of it, not to replace them, but to help. Extra hands, right?
Yeah.
They're just like little runners. And I thought, so I did a little poll on my stories, which I never do, but I was like, do we love this or hate this? Because I just was curious what people would think, because my reaction being there, I was enthralled. I loved it.
You did, yeah.
I loved it. I mean, it was so fun because there was a couple of them, these little robots, and they were aware of when the other one was around. So they'd stop and give one the right away. And then you knew when one was coming for you and it had all of our stuff, you know, set out. And then it would wait until we hit the button that we were done. And then as soon as we hit the button that we were done, it like made a little smile face at us and then went away.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I had a drink there that was a drink that lit up.
Oh my God.
I need to find these.
Oh my God. I can't wait for your rave about this place. What are they? It's an ice cube with
this was a Mai Tai
or something?
This was a Mai Tai, and they put a light at the bottom of the glass. Don't you think I need those little lights?
Yeah, you do. 100%.
In my life, there's an umbrella in this. I mean, this is honestly my paradise. Is drinking drinks like this.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, that is exactly for you.
At the very end of drinking it, though, I'll tell you the Achilles heel of this is you get to the bottom, you know, when there's like ice in the cup, but you're still trying to get that last bit of liquid at the bottom.
Right.
Well, when that light's on and there's no drink covering it, it's just you're trying to get the
You're just staring into the sun.
And so what happens, you tilt the glass up and it is just blinding.
Yeah.
And for like 20 or so minutes, I just would lift the glass up and be blinded and set it back down and wait. Drink and set it down and wait. And the people who we were with, I was like, this is the problem, is it's just blinding. And they lifted my glass up and went, doop, hit a little button at the bottom and the light turned right off.
Oh, so the actual glass was the light.
Correct.
Yes. Not like a cube inside, because I feel like I've seen the cube.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing that I will say about that is I get what we're trying to save turtles and the planet.
Yeah.
But I really don't enjoy drinking cocktails with no straw when there's ice involved.
Right.
Because for that very reason, I feel like I'm paying a premium. Because I'm not buying, like, I am a bougie bitch, right? Like, I'm not, my cocktails are $14, $16, $18. And I want to get every single drop. And when there's no straw involved, I feel like I just miss some of the alcohol. Like, it's,
you do.
I'm leaving
you
some behind.
You can't get to the nooks and crannies.
I can't get to the nooks and the crannies.
No.
I
no.
hate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when they it's think tough. You're done and they come and
oh,
like take over.
Oh, yeah, you're done with it. You're like,
no. You know, and, yeah. I, and then I'm like, well, should I be? This looks ridiculous. Right.
I know. I'm
but
savoring
trust
the
me,
last
there's
drop.
Drops in here that I right. really need.
I yeah. need these drops. I've paid for these drops.
I need these expensive drops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expensive.
Last expensive. We recorded.
Yeah.
Which was over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. Friday episodes there, raw and real, and you can pay $5
a
month.
Raw and rowdy.
Rowdy. And you can listen to literally every one we've ever done. It's great. Yeah. So... But over on Patreon, we were talking about your vacation. You had 2 days left. And then I saw in your stories, you're like, we're calling it.
We're done, skis. Yeah.
Calling it. Was yeah. that the right move when you look back?
Yes, it was yeah. definitely the right move. I think that it was a lot for, like, John started, when we were on the way home, he said, that was the most stressful vacation I've ever been on. Ooh. And I was like, oh, really? That's so interesting. And I've been thinking about it since, and I'm wondering if it's just because he's been traveling a lot because of his dad, like had to go back there, and he does not really like, he's not a traveler.
Yeah.
So he had to go back a couple times, and then I was wondering if there's like an emotional toll also that, right, if he's just sort of like hanging out a little bit lower than his normal
still,
baseline
he could be
because
still
he's processing.
Grieving
yeah.
and not even realize, like everybody yes. goes through different, yeah, it's still
the
very
fresh.
The load
he's carrying is heavier than I think is his normal load to carry.
Yep.
Which
absolutely.
Makes sense for anybody, right? Yep. That loses any grief, but especially I think a parent.
Oh God.
So
yeah.
that's what I was wondering if that was going on for him, because it didn't seem that stressful, but like everything was agitating him more. Like the sand was really hard. But also for us, we go with this family that's been going for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And there's one family there. There's three families that go. One family couldn't go this year. Another family that they have four kids now and another one on the way. And,
oh, wow.
So there, it's like really fun when there's other kids there. Well, because it's like, it's grandparents, their two daughters, and then one family has three kids and the other one has one and a half.
Got it. Okay.
So it's like, yeah, not just like five kids with one mom and dad.
Yep.
So anyway, but those grandparents are very hands-on, and then the kids are, they have so much fun playing together. So, you know, when you're around families with kids, it is less work for you as a parent because the kids are they're playing with each other. They're entertaining themselves, you know? So anyway, they had to leave a day early. So John was tired and over it. I was also tired and over it. And, I don't know.
What?
There's other things that maybe I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just like, you know, I feel like we need to go home.
Yeah.
And so we changed our, oh my God, we changed our flight because, oh, the other thing was we were supposed to check out at 10 a.m., but our flight was not until 3:40 and we didn't have a car or anything. So I was like, what are we going to do with our luggage? Like, it's not at a hotel. It's an Airbnb.
You can't just, yeah.
What do we do? Schlep our luggage around for 4 hours while we wait? Because I also don't want to go to the airport. San Diego yeah. Airport's tiny. There's nothing to do there. So I was just like, God, that's going to be stressful. What are we going to do? You know? So anyway, we change our flights. We make the call to change our flight and it's supposed to then leave at 3:30 that day, Saturday, Friday. And then like 2 hours later, I get your flight's been delayed to 7 p.m. departure. 30 minutes later, oh, your flight's been delayed to 9 p.m. departure.
No.
So we canceled that flight again and then booked it on Southwest. And then we made it home in time. But it felt good to be home. The kids yeah. have been on one. I don't yeah. know if there's something going on this weekend.
Out of routine, maybe,
or if
just
it's,
change.
Yeah. yeah. Like, because I talked about it a little bit on stories today and people are like, oh my gosh, my kids too. Is Mercury in retrograde? Is it a full moon? Like what's going on? So I think there's that. But I also think the traveling, the being out of routine, the staying up late, the not getting naps to yeah. constant stimulation, playing all day, traveling, which is a lot of like screen. We give them screens on the plane
yeah.
the whole time. You know, it's like, and also like sitting in one. It's just asking a lot of them.
Yeah. A couple, like a stretch of just normal days.
Yeah. Normal days.
Yes.
So, yeah, John never loses it, and he lost it last night on Mac. I've never heard him like really yell at Mac. Yeah. And Mac was kicking him and hitting him and biting him when he was trying to put on his jammies last night. And John was like, "Stop it! Knock it off!" And I've never heard. He just doesn't ever.
Yeah,
he's like pretty calm.
Yeah,
you would never know. I know because I'm his wife, like when he's agitated, but no one else would really ever know. Like he is cool as a cucumber. And so I went in there and I was like, "Okay, bud, all right, you're not respecting dad. Like, we're just going to have to go to bed right now. No book, no song. We're just going to have to go to bed right now if you can't, you know,
yeah,
whatever."
Yeah, he needs sleep.
And then he starts melting down.
Yeah.
And John's not, you know, kind of losing it too. He's just like, "I'm so over these kids." I'm like, "I get it. It's been a lot. It's really hard." And then I went to go put Rev to bed. I was like, she wanted her hair braided. She wanted curls today. So I was braiding her hair. Yeah. And that took us some time. And then we came out and he's like, "Where's Mac?" And I was like, "I thought you put him to bed." And he was like, "No, he wouldn't let me." Mac put himself to bed. That's how tired he was last night. He went and checked on him. And in his room, gone to bed and tucked himself in. He was so tired.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's family vacations are great, but it requires a lot.
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good you're home.
It's good we're home.
Days of rest, because then you're going to
Dallas. We leave for Dallas on Friday, but it's just John and I.
Okay. Just you and
me. Just John and I. The kids were having their favorite babysitter come and stay with them.
Yep.
And then we're there for 2 days. Quick turn and burn. That'll be fun. It's for a wedding. So, you know, we'll go hard. Then we come back and then Thursday night, I have the Beyonce concert.
Oh my gosh.
Friday morning, Mac and I travel to Portland.
Wow.
So I'm dropping Mac off with Nana and Papa, and I'm real nervous about that.
Yeah.
Because he's never been there. And I really wish I had like a night before to kind of get him settled in.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm like, he'll make it through. Like he'll survive. I'm just nervous that he's going to struggle. I don't know. So I dropped him off for 2 nights, and then I'm staying for an additional 2 nights. So I figured you and I could get together.
I love that. Yeah. I didn't want to like intrude, because I was like, "Hey, you've got plans and like, you know, you're doing this whole thing." I didn't know if you'd have any time. And I was like, "Well, if you did, I figured you'd say so, you know?"
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That'd be great.
So the girls trip wraps up on Sunday, and then Mac and I leave on Tuesday afternoon.
It'd be great to get
like
Mac
that.
And Ben together.
I know. I want to get Mac and Ben together. And obviously see you. So we'll plan that. And,
good.
You know, but I just wish I had a day with him before I depart, before I leave him, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've also thought about like, how badly do I want to see Beyonce? Because I could maybe give I'm going with my cousin and her husband. Maybe he could go with her. And then I change our flight. We come in on Thursday. I don't know. But then I'm like, you know. He'll be okay. Mm-hmm. It's just this constant dance with parenthood.
I know.
You just don't really know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad for all of you that you're back.
Yeah.
Very glad for John too. You know, just to rest and recover, recharge. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then some alone time with you and John, like in Dallas. I feel like that'll be really fun too.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, three for us, our experience with three. Mm-hmm. So I know you mentioned a couple weeks. I came on the pod like 6 months in when he was 3.5 years old. And I said, I think we're through it.
Yeah. Through the tough stuff. Yeah.
We were not.
Okay. Okay.
There was some calm
sunshine.
Waters, but then it got choppy again. And it sort of was like, okay, up and down, but we're heading in the right direction, but so I don't know. And I didn't want to tell you that because everyone's experience is different. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like you're not, it could just be all of this. And also, if it continues on, know that that was our experience too, where it was
just
choppy.
Well, that is good to know.
Yes.
Because you know what happens when I go through moments like that, when we have phases like this, I go through moments of really questioning myself as a parent and being like, I don't know if we're doing the right, like, I don't know how to respond to this. Like when John came in last night and he was so frustrated and I would have lost it way before he lost it, probably with him, and, you know, yelled back at him. But it's like, we don't really believe in timeout. We don't believe in spankings. Like, we don't do those kinds of things. But how do you discipline?
Right.
So, like, a kid, like he also needs discipline, but I don't know how to do it. And I want to do it in a loving way. So, I, like, just really question myself and, like, how these kids are going to turn out. You know?
You're doing great. Everyone's doing great.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, you're doing great. It's so hard. Mm-hmm. I know. I find myself, I do the same things.
Yeah.
I do the same things. Like, I just said like, oh my gosh, you know, what are the moves? You don't always know the moves, especially in real time. Mm-hmm. And then you do something, you reflect back on it later. You're like, that wasn't the right move. Mm-hmm. But how would I have done it different? I don't know.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking last night, there's been a couple of times, the one time a couple months ago where I was like, I wish I weren't a parent. This is too fucking hard. And I was like, I talked to you guys about it here. I like had to, John, I'm tapping out. You got to tap in. I went outside and I cried for like 20 minutes and it took me the whole night and half of the next day to get over it. And that I was like, I regret being a parent. I don't know how to do this. I'm failing. I'm sucking, right? Last night I'm walking around. Revy's losing her mind because she has a toy that she lost and she wants to sleep with it. And I'm walking around and I said this on stories. I know people are going to judge me, but it's like, that's what was going on for me at the moment. I was like, is it possible to hate your kids? Like, I just really don't like them right now. I do not like them. And then of course, you know, you calm down and you make it through and you get a night of sleep and then everything's fine. And it's not possible, I don't think, to hate your kids, but it's certainly possible to not like them in certain moments. I say that, you know, I'm try to be cool where I'm like, okay, I love you, but right now I do not want to be around you. You're screaming at me, you know, it's like, until you can talk kind or whatever, like, but I know they don't have the capability, whatever. Yeah. It's like, I'm constantly coaching myself. To be like, we can do this.
Yes, we can do this.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, it's hard. It's
but
hard.
You guys know I'm always going to be transparent because that's the only way I know how to be.
Yes.
Better for me.
Yes.
Just unleash, unload. Anything to update on your end? What's happening? You talked all about your trip on Patreon.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, that's probably the best thing at this point because what I want to get to is something I've been nervous about now for a couple weeks, which is today we're going to, you should,
it makes sense.
Your eyes. Well, you damn well should be.
Damn well should be. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're doing an Eras draft. So we are taking our top picks from each album. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I have the right picks.
It was very, very hard.
It's very challenging. But I also want to share with you guys a very entertaining story about a recent event in my life. So if you want to hear about our camping, our 20-minute camping, it wasn't 20 minutes. I mean, we didn't actually camp for any minutes. We were present at a campsite for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to hear about a 3-day camping trip turned 2 hours, head over to Patreon and check out the latest episode. If you've ever abandoned like a trip incredibly early, this might make you feel better. Mm-hmm. So do that. All right. Before we get to the Eras draft, here's your free beauty and lifestyle hack for this episode. FabFitFun. The best way to save money on beauty and lifestyle products from the brands you love, discover new brands, and treat yourself to something nice without overpaying. As a FabFitFun member, you get exclusive access to shop thousands of curated products from top lifestyle products and brands like Fenty, Kate Spade, Glossier, and many more for up to 70% off. These aren't sample sizes, low quality products, or the discounted lines or unsold merch you find at discount stores. What's their secret? With over 1 million members, FabFitFun helps brand growth by placing massive orders with big promotions. In exchange, the brands offer up early access, exclusive drops, and steep discounts on the most sought after products. Enjoy name brand and full-sized products of your favorites, new brands, and ones you've always wanted to try at discounted prices you won't find anywhere else. Ash, I don't know how we summarize how much we love FabFitFun here a read.
Yeah. Honestly. I've been a subscriber for, I don't know, 8 years.
Yeah.
I subscribed back when I lived in Oregon. Yep. I was one of the first subscribers, I feel like, because a long time ago used to be associated with Juliana Rancic, and I just loved her.
That's right. I forgot.
But then it kept me, like, she's no longer affiliated, I don't think, but it kept me around because it was so fun to get these quarterly boxes, full-size products, stuff that I actually use, name brands. Like, it's so good. In this last box, I got awesome, like really cute travel tote thing.
Yes.
Super cute. I got a bunch of beauty products. I got like Fenty. I use it almost every day. This illuminator for my face. Just the other day, I put the heat protectant on that they sent me. It's always full of really amazing stuff. And so you can join this shopping membership loved by over 1 million happy customers and named number one by Glamour Magazine for 2023. Sign up at fabfitfun.com/sipwithus. Customize your box and get access to discounts up to 70% off on brands like Fenty, Free People, and Our Place, just to name a few. If you're not in love with this season's options, you can take the credit to shop their exclusive flash sales of up to 70% and save on the biggest name brands out there. So the code is sipwithus, no spaces, one word. Go get you some.
Okay, so tell me what you think about this. So for the Eras draft,
yeah,
perhaps we have a robot pick a number between 1 to 10.
Okay,
and if it's like 1 through 5, I go first.
Okay,
and if it's 6 through 10, you go first, and we start with her first album. But then for the next album, the other person goes first.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So that way it's just, you know, who's like leading, but then each person gets a chance to lead from each album. And then we do the wild card last.
We could just do like odd or even, right?
That works too.
Okay. Do you want odd or even?
Even.
Okay. Let me see. Best random.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah. Oh, do it.
Odd or even?
Do you have to tell her pick odd or even?
Hey, Siri. Pick odd or even. She's just researching the internet.
I have ChatGPT up.
Pick odd or even.
Okay.
She says she's not sure.
Hold on. I have ChatGPT. Pick odd. Will ChatGPT
do? Should not be hard.
Even. Pick odd or even. Sure, I can do that. Let's say odd.
That's you what go ChatGPT first. Says.
Okay. I go first.
So you get first for Taylor Swift's debut album.
I think I'm going to go Our Song.
That was my pick. Oh!
Yes, I love stealing shit from you because you always win these drafts. You always win them. Give me something, Colleen.
Okay, I'll take Tim McGraw.
Oh, that was my number two.
That was my number two as
well. We're samesies. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I got to write yours. So mine is Our Song. I'm writing because then I'll create us playlists.
Yeah, okay.
So you are
for
doing
Fearless.
Fearless.
I'm taking You Belong With Me.
Okay, great. I'm choosing, this one's really hard for me between two. Kay. I like 15.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's so cute and high school-y. But I also really love The Best Day.
That's my number
the
two.
The sentimental one. I think I'll choose The Best Day.
Okay. Best Day.
Okay. And yours was what? You Belong
With
Me?
We have to make this all into separate playlists too that people can listen to.
Yeah. Wait, what did you just say yours was? You Belong With Me?
Oh, You Belong. You Belong With Me.
With me. Wow. Okay.
All right. And then so you go first for Speak Now.
Okay. Speak Now. Fuck! I don't know if I should choose the sentimental again, but the one that I play over and over and over again, I think I'm going to have to go with Never Grow Up.
Okay. I'm taking Mean.
Oh, okay. I almost chose Dear John because I just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so for Red, do I go first for Red?
Yeah.
I'm taking the title track, Red.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love that song.
Okay, I'm going to take All Too Well 10-minute version.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, Red. What is Red? What's that song?
Loving it was a
well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, 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 okay. Yeah. All Too Well, 10 minute. Okay, then I go
89.
Clean.
No, that was my number one. No, no, you can't.
I have
to have
Clean.
Because that was my number one.
I have to have it, Colleen. I put a star next to it. I know. I know.
I am so mad. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you would take that.
Yeah.
Well, and it
I did
feels
take it.
Personal.
I stole it right out from underneath.
I wrote down All You Had to Do Was Stay, but I also think I want blank space.
Oh, great.
Because I kind of have a list of bops right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I need All You Had to Do Was Stay. I'm in the palm of your hand.
I got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name.
Boys only one. Shoot, they're both so good. I'll take blank space.
Okay. I can't believe Bad Blood wasn't on your list.
Yeah, it's fine. Wait, do I get to go first for reputation?
Yes.
Delicate, baby.
Oh, wow. Fine. You can have it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not happy about it, but you can have it.
Yeah.
Because I take New Year's Day.
Okay. Damn it.
And yours? I feel like I win that one because that's our song.
I know. I know. You know what? Your list, because I'm also quickly jotting them down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yours is lyrically very strong, very good songs. It's like you're going to be – that's like, wow, you're going to be like passionately singing these songs.
Right.
And mine is like you're headed to the beach.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah, but you know that's how I – that's what I am. Yeah. I picked a lot of deep cuts. I picked a lot of just lyrically emotional
– yeah.
Hit me in the soul. Okay, so then what one's next?
Lover.
Folklore? Oh, Lover.
Lover, and you get to go first.
I have two that I really want to choose.
Yeah, Lover's tough. Lover's a great era.
I think the one that I get most excited and sassy about is I Forgot You Existed.
Yes. Oh my God. That's such a good one. I have that on my running playlist.
Yeah.
And that one, it's such a nice tempo. I feel like I'm light on my feet when that song comes on. Okay. Yeah. I'm very excited you did not take this one though, because this is one of my favorite all-time Taylor songs, Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's a, you're bopping to the beach, but then you're like, whoa, take a minute and just take in the surroundings, you know?
Yep.
Like, okay. Be present. Okay, so.
Folklore is next.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking the one.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was on my list, but I'm really torn between my other two.
Okay.
I had three on my list for this. And Exile is my one of my favorite songs of all time with Bon Iver, however you say that.
Yeah.
But recently, you know what I've been playing a lot?
What?
Is Peace.
Ooh.
Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? I love the line where she says, but the rain is always gonna come if you stand in with me.
Yes.
It's just like so painful.
Yes.
But so it's like my current favorite versus my all-time favorite. I feel like I'm going to have to go. I'm going to do Peace.
Peace is great. Peace is. I saw this thing and it was basically, I almost sent it to you because I was like, this is exactly what you were saying on Patreon. But it was on Twitter or X or whatever bullshit it is now, and it was someone basically saying like, why is Taylor like godlike status right now? And it was so many people found her through Folklore, like,
oh, really?
During that time that was such a widely acclaimed album, and you were saying like she picked up, like all these people started paying attention to her during Folklore. And then went back and listened to her old stuff, which is also incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay
next one is Evermore.
Yes.
I think I'm going to do Tolerate It.
And I am taking Right Where You Left Me.
Whew. Right Where You Left Me. Oh, I thought you were going to take that one because you just told me the other day that you can't stop playing it.
I love that one.
And that's a vault song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bonus track. Highly slept on. So good. Okay. I get to go first for Midnights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm taking Maroon.
Okay. I am taking, man, I really did go to the deep, like,
the lyric good. You're feeling things right now.
So when I say I'm going to the deep one, do you know what song I'm going to choose? I think it's the deepest cut on this album.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at the track list. Okay, you chose Sweet Nothing.
No.
The Great War?
No.
You chose...
I think it's the most painful one. The most painful one.
anti-hero or you're on your own?
No, bigger than the whole sky.
Oh, yeah. That one is, I can't listen to that one. It's so good. It's so sad.
Like trigger warning you need?
Yeah.
Like kind of vibe? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes me to like the ectopic.
Yeah, right.
But it's so beautiful and like, oh God, like she can do things with lyrics that other people just cannot. Okay, where are we at? Are we at the wild
That's
card?
It. So we're at the wild card, but I don't feel like we're going to have an overlap with the wild card.
No, because I know your wild card.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so you chose Maroon and I chose, okay. Yeah, mine is like my playlist is going to send you to tears.
Yeah.
And I stand
Listen
by
to
it.
Ashley's first and then mine will make you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your wild card?
Well, of course, my wild card is Renegade, and this is like I feel like there was not a lot of talk about this one. It didn't really get much air anything, but it came at a time like it honestly was written for me at the time that I needed to hear it. Remember, Colleen, we were in Vegas and you were like, this song just released today. I don't know if you should listen to it. And I listened to it but I still just think it's so lyrically beautiful. I've never heard a song like this. I've never heard lyrics like this. I don't think there's another song about loving someone with mental health issues.
Yeah.
Really, I don't feel like
it. I don't think so anyway. Either.
So Renegade.
Okay. So I was going to look at my list and say, okay, what my wild card notes to myself are just round out the list, right?
Oh,
round
yeah.
out like
right.
what
you're
does
thinking
my list
about, like if I was
need,
putting an album together,
like a
what
collection.
Does my album need?
Uh-huh. And my album probably needs Snow on the Beach, like something
it does need it,
a little uh-huh. like a cool down. But I think instead, or maybe something deep. So these are my options. I could do Invisible String, which would make it a little more lyrically chill, I think, and sweet. I could go Snow on the Beach for some of the same. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to continue on the bop track, though, and go Karma or Lavender Haze.
Oh, yeah. I choose Karma. I think Karma is
like
genius.
The grand slam. Yeah. So
it's genius.
I've got Karma.
Karma was on my list for Midnights as well. I almost chose Karma, but
I didn't see my list turning out this way, but I'm not mad at it.
Okay, so you have Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
Mean, Red, Blank Space, Delicate. Oh, Delicate's a nice soft little.
Delicate is a,
it's
but it's also a bop. It's a bop.
It is a bop.
Chill bop. Yeah.
Death by a Thousand Cuts, The One.
The One is a little.
The One. Actually, you've got a little intermission here with, I think, Delicate. Bop, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and The
yes.
One are also kind of emotional.
Yes.
Right Where You Left Me.
Yes.
And then rounding out with Maroon and Karma.
I'm into it.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Mine is Get Your Kleenex Box. I got
yes.
Our Song,
yeah, yours
The
is
Best
gonna
Day,
kill people.
Never Grow Up, All
my
Too
God.
Well, Clean,
oh,
New
God.
Year's Day, Forgot That You Existed, Peace, Tolerate It. I don't have any bops on here.
I think what we need to do is we need
to
make my list
wow.
separate and your list separate. And we need to listen to them all the way through each other.
Yeah.
And then we need to, you know, put it to a poll
well,
on
everybody's
Instagram.
Everybody's going to vote yours because yours is going to feel better.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't
I'm,
think so. I love your list.
I love my list. Too.
Yours is the list
Very
that would win a Grammy.
Oh.
Or not a Grammy. A Grammy.
A Grammy.
My list is the one
you know what? My
that would
list,
hit the Hot 100.
My list is probably like from the vibes of Evermore Folklore, kind of.
Yeah.
Your list is from like 1989, maybe
Reputation.
Lover. Maybe Rep. It could be
yeah.
Rep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be Rep.
I
right?
need to make
so she's
both
not winning
of these
awards
playlists.
For those, uh-huh. but those are highly that's a highly those are highly playable albums.
Yeah. Cool. I love it. I love it, you guys. So on Instagram at wow. You Can Sip With Us, we'll post these.
Mm-hmm. We'll
give
post
these
links to our
a spin. Maybe mm-hmm. we can share the playlist link on stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will do
okay.
the playlist
Let's do
link
it.
On stories.
And
I'm making myself a note playlist.
Oh my God.
And then we'll put it to a vote. But you got to listen to the playlist all the way through, right? To get the experience.
Yeah.
All right. Let's land the bird. Time to bring it home with a little rant and rave.
Okay.
My rant. Okay. I don't want this to come across the wrong way. For the right occasions and for the right things, I love treating my kids to stuff. Of course. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not anti-gifts or anti-things or anti-whatever. But I really have come to despise gift shops. I was talking about this with a friend last night. Mm-hmm. You go to the zoo, that gift shop that's right in the, like, for those of you in the Oregon Zoo, there's this big old store that's mm-hmm. just inviting kids to go in there and throw a total
tantrum
because they make it all look so nice. It's mm-hmm. all these things. It's so pricey to just get a stuffy that they're not going to care about later. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. so obnoxious. And then, like, we went to a restaurant the other day. They had a gift shop right in the, like, front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's immediate, like, want, desires, this, that. And I feel bad when I'm like, mm-hmm. no, not right now or whatever, you know, and I don't know how to explain. Like, I don't want them to feel like insecure about, it's like money. These cost money. This isn't
right,
you know, so I don't know. But it's also just like, we don't need the stuff. That's the thing. We don't need the stuff. But in their hearts and minds, they do need it.
They do.
That's the only thing they need is this random $10 bag of jelly
beans. They'll forget about in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Whatever. Like, sometimes it's longer than 30 minutes. Sometimes it's you get a couple days out of it. But it's pretty quickly forgotten, those little things. Yeah,
oh,
I also
– my gosh.
I feel like it – makes them not appreciate the things that they have when they get these little things. Like, the other day, we're on vacation. Mac and I walked to the bakery. The bakery has toys.
Of course
it does.
They
have these little bouncy, smiley face stress balls.
Yeah.
And Mac's like, I want one. I'm like, well, you know, first I said no. And then I was like, you know what? We're on vacation. Okay, pick a color.
Yeah, a little calming
toy. By the time we got back to the condo, he didn't give a shit. And that thing was $350.
Yep, of course it was.
And it's just like, I spent $350 on this thing that literally you would have lost your mind if I didn't get it. And then instead what you did was you got it and then you just lost it 30 minutes later. Like, you don't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. And then the places where they force you, like usually places like the zoo, aquariums, whatever, they force you to walk your
through
exit.
It.
You have to walk through it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. There was a Cracker Barrel down the street from us, and we met some people there for like family a while ago. Big old huge gift shop. You couldn't go eat at a restaurant unless you walked through this big old huge gift shop full of kid stuff.
Yeah,
just stuff.
Yeah,
we have so much stuff.
So much stuff. I've literally thought I need to like take a weekend.
Yeah,
and go through my house and just purge.
Donate. I need to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. We have broken toy pieces.
Yeah.
And you know, the when I get rid of a broken toy piece or an old something, that's going to be the thing that gets
like,
asked about.
Uh-huh. Hey, where's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever that happens, I usually go, I don't know. I don't keep track of your stuff, guys. But I do know that I threw that away not too long ago.
I do know.
So, yeah, I don't keep track of it, but I do know it doesn't live in our house anymore.
Yep. I do know it's gone forever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, what's your rant?
My rant, it could be a rave because it's also special and fun and memory making. It's actually kind of a rant and a rave, I guess.
Yeah.
Because my rant is sand.
Yeah.
I hate sand so much when it comes to like, it is everywhere. So we go to the beach, right? And you rinse off after you get off the beach, but you wouldn't know it. Because it's so
great,
then it's all over your floors. Then you get in your bed at night, and like, what's the proper way? If you live at the beach, yes,
that's the
how
worst.
Do you get this? Because what I try to do is I get in the bed, and then I try to like kick my feet over the top on my comforter, and I wipe my feet on the top of the comforter
just to get
so that I can then put my feet in. But I'm still full. I'm rolling around in sand the whole night and the week, you know, that we're there.
Ugh.
It's in the kids' hair, so it's all over their pillows. When you're then trying to apply sunscreen on them,
Oh,
Mac
sandy sunscreen.
And they're like, ow,
the worst.
How are you
exfoliation. You're exfoliation them.
But you're like, okay, well, you're gonna singe your skin off if I don't put sunscreen on you. Yeah. But how do we? What do we do?
The first sunscreen of the day is fine. It's probably the beach reapplies.
It's the reapply.
Nightmare.
It's the reapply. Yeah. Yeah.
There's wiping sand everywhere.
It's just wiping sand everywhere. It's getting all over. I'm like, is it even touching your skin or is it just on top of all the balls of sand?
Or are we wiping it off?
Right. Are we wiping? Are we just exfoliating whatever we had already applied? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a thing. But then my rave is also kids at the beach.
Yes.
They just like, it is hours of free entertainment.
Yes.
You're just there and it's like they love the sand and digging for things and finding seashells.
The joy on their
faces. Making
sandcastles.
Oh my God. And then they're running through the water and they're jumping over the waves and then they're body surfing. Mac was doing this thing where he would run and I don't know how he didn't break his tailbone, but he would like sprint and a wave would come and then he'd land on his butt. He would just run and sprint and fall on, you know, like, he thought it was a trampoline or something and he'd laugh every time, get up, run out, run back in, do the same thing. And it's just like they have so much joy at the beach.
Yeah.
It's like unmatched. It's just so much fun. I love their little imaginations and of course, you know, trying to get them off the beach is challenging, but while you're there.
Adorable.
Man, it's magic.
Mm-hmm. So cool. So cool.
So I did my rant and rave. You land it. With
okay. My rave is about this type of food that I tried for the first time last night. And I can't believe, have you ever had Burmese food?
No, never even heard of it.
Me neither. So
okay.
Neither had Chris. So we love Thai food. We love Thai food. Chris loves Thai food more than I love it. I just don't love it as much as Chris. That's like his favorite.
Yeah, I love Thai food.
I love it
Burmese
as well.
Food.
I love Indian food and Chris likes Indian food, but he doesn't love Indian food as much as I do. Mm-hmm. So we're at this place last night. It's called Top Burmese in Beaverton. Ash, I feel like we should go to this when you're here. Like maybe after the, I think they're open kind of late. Like after the kids go down, we meet for cocktails and just try it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, there was they had a map. So Burma, Myanmar, it's like all the same. So that's, it's, in between India and Thailand.
Oh.
Right. And so I don't want to say that it was a mash of those two things because that wouldn't be fair to it standing up as its own type. But for lack of a better description, for if I were to describe it to someone casually, I'd say, oh, it's like Thai food and Indian food had a baby.
Okay.
So appetizers, we had like samosas, the most delicious salad, like an incredible. You would have loved it. It was like chopped kind of fresh lime. Just, oh my God, amazing. Amazing. Garlicky.
Yeah.
And then there was curries, the most delicious beef and chicken
so
curry.
Much.
They served it. Chris got his curry with coconut rice and I had mine served with paratha, which was like fried bread. Mm. It was like felt kind of like Indian vibes, almost like naan, but more pan fried than that. It was exceptional. It was,
and that's where the robot was.
And then the cocktails were all so good too, like kind of vacation vibes. I love a good like Thai cocktail. They had like a Burmese iced tea, which a friend of ours got, and it almost like, you know, because Thai iced tea is a thing. Burmese iced tea tasted like iced chai. But not so kind of more of the Indian food flavors. It was just incredible. And so if you can find a good Burmese restaurant near you, I would highly recommend giving it a try. Because this, now that Chris is like, I want to get it again tonight. He wants to like Grubhub it. But we're going to take a break and go back soon. But it was, we loved it. Thought it was so.
There's got to be one in Phoenix.
Good. And I think the place we went to in Beaverton would be great for a date night. It was very cute inside. Very, very like fun, you know, decorations. This particular restaurant, they've done a really good job with ambiance.
Oh my God. Yeah, this looks amazing. I just went to the the website of the restaurant.
But isn't it fun to try new things?
Yes. And it looked like on your stories, like the aesthetic in there was really cool. Like vines hanging from the roof and stuff. Just really like kind of modern, but cozy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to keep exploring, like, try to find some more food carts or restaurants with Burmese cuisine.
Oh my God. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Me neither.
Well, now we do. Now we all do. Now we all got to do it, guys.
The more you know. All right. Well, we love you all. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We sign me up. Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.